Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, Midwest Radio spoke to Dr. Gary Canny from the company Verde Ireland, where we're looking at fuel spillages, their potential to damage the environment, and what to do in the event of a spillage. Gary begins by outlining how these fuel spills can come about.
The causes of spills, they're quite wide-ranging, and having dealt with over 9,000 oil spills in Ireland over the last number of years, it's to expect the unexpected. But I suppose some of the most common causes that we come across would be mainly with domestic oil spills. It can be a variety from leaking oil tanks, leaking boilers, leaking oil lines, accidental damage during works where you might hit it with a digger or even a hedge cutters or something like that, a shovel, as simple as that. Other reasons then may be poor workmanship, wear and tear, where tanks get rusty in that and fail over time. And yeah, just where boilers and that may not be serviced, and that can result in large losses of spills from kerosene or diesel, depending on the fuel that's been used at the property.
It can be very highly dangerous, as well we know, obviously with toxins and different things. Going into some of these issues, they can be very far reaching.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it depends on where the spill actually occurs on the property. If it happens inside, because you have a lot of boilers and agas inside in properties, if it happens there, I mean, the first and probably the most notable impact would be vapors in the house, where the smells can be overpowering, causing headaches, dizziness, crankiness. Also, if you have underlying health issues with asthma, epilepsy or respiratory problems, it can irritate that. And in a number of cases, unfortunately, the occupants would have to move out because of the levels of vapours. And oil, by its nature, it soaks into the material, the likes of floor structures, plaster, timber work, and it doesn't go. Unfortunately, it does require the intervention of removing it, either physically removing it or some level of treatment. Then if it happens externally, it can affect gardens, patio areas, tarmac, where the tarmac structure is affected by the kerosene or the diesel itself. You have plant uptake. If it happens where you're growing vegetables, the vegetables will be affected and unfit for consumption. It'll kill trees and hedgerows and vegetation and that as well. So, as well as killing the grass. Then once it gets into the ground, that in itself, then it can start to spread. I mean, 1 litre of oil will cover Croke Park, just as an example, or 5 litres will impact over 1 million gallons of water. It can move very quickly as well once it gets into groundwater. It can end up 1 kilometre away. We dealt with one in Sligo within 24 hours. So once it gets into the groundwater, then you've obviously, it can enter drinking water systems, into the house itself. If it's been used for irrigation of plants and that, or crops, it can affect that, or livestock. Some people always think of the human consumptions, but it's, as you say, it's much wider reaching than that and can affect other areas as well as rivers and ecosystems.
It's stark, so it isn't, I won't say endless, but it is, it's very big, the issues that it could come across. And I think that one that particularly stands out, that 1 litre could cover the entire size of Croke Park or any major surface of area like that. It's stark, and it just goes to show the point and how important it is that if you do see issues at home or around when it comes to oil spills or things like that, to get things sorted as quick as you can.
Yeah, of course. The quicker you get intervention and get experts on board, the less impact can result, and you can help mitigate the measures. So yeah, one piece of advice would be not to ignore it. Diesel will not go away. It does need some level of investigation to see the severity of any impact there may be. And then once the investigation has been completed, you then have a better understanding of the extent of the problem, and you can put a proper remediation plan in place to rectify the situation, remove any unacceptable risks, and restore the amenity of the property.
And finally, Gary, just where can you guys be best contacted if someone that's listening into us at home has come across a problem or they see a potential problem in their home or area?
We can be contacted by phone, by email, but probably by phone is the best. We always say that phone advice is free, and we always give impartial advice to the client. Every site is individual and very specific, because the conditions are different at every property. But don't ignore it. Make that call. There's a lot of, I mean, we deal with spills. We have seen 5 litre spills causing huge problems, whereas 100 litres or 200 litres may cause no problems. So it's not always bad news, but you do need to find out the extent of it, because the result of not doing anything apart from causing environmental damage, it can also devalue the property, which is a big concern. If you ever went to sell your property and there was a spill in it, it would cause the sale for falling through, or definitely a reduction in the value of the property itself. So see, our contact number, if ever anyone does have an issue or wants some advice on it, is 087-395-0199.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for all of that, Gary. And for more information, you can head over to verde.ie.
Yeah, it's our website is www.verde.ie.
Ours to protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Le Mans, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in at 9:50 a.m. next Friday on the Tommy Maron Show for a brand new episode. And to listen back to what we've covered so far, head over to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.